弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
三个礼拜不在，非常想念弟兄姊妹。
It's been 3 weeks. I think of you a lot.
非常谢谢弟兄姊妹在祷告中扶持我们。
We thank you because you have been supporting us through your prayers.
不然我们实在没有办法在那里完成这么重要的责任。
And otherwise, we cannot pick up such heavy duty overseas.
过两个礼拜会跟弟兄姊妹报告一下这次在那里培训的情形。
And I'll give you a brief report about in 2 weeks.
今天早晨，其实今天是一个特别的日子。
And today is actually a very special day.
因为在2000年前的今天，我们的主从死里面复活。
And because 2000 years ago and by today that the Lord is risen from the dead.
弟兄姊妹，这是人类历史上最大的一件事情。
And this is the greatest event ever happened in a human history.
爱因斯坦说过，我们这个人不要羡慕去做一个成功的人。
And Einstein has reminded us not to admire to be a successful man.
因为每一个人对成功的定义都不一样。
And because everyone has a different definition for success.
但他提醒我们要羡慕做一个有价值的人。
But he reminded us to live a valuable life.
因为一个有价值的人，他可以把祝福、把影响力带给人。
And because if he is having a valuable life, then he can bless other people with blessings.
弟兄姊妹，在跨进两千年的时候。
And when we enter into 2000 years,
有好多的杂志做各种的统计啊。
And many magazines have given us different statistics.
他们告诉我们上一个世纪最影响人类的一百个人是哪些人。
And they have given us a report of what are the most influential people for the last 100 years.
他们告诉我们上一个世纪第一百样最影响人类的发明是什么。
And they have given us the statistics on what is the most 100 influential.Invention of mankind.
是的，弟兄姊妹，这些人的确影响了我们。
Yes, all these people have given us influence.
是的，这些发明的确影响了我们。
Yes, all those inventions have affected our lives.
像电视真是影响了人类，对不对？
It's true, television has affected every one of us, right?
疫苗影响了人类。
Vaccines has helped us all.
电话影响了我们。
And the telephone has influenced us.
我们到了大都市去聚会的时候，都得先报告，请大家把手机关掉的。
And whenever we go to visit in the big cities, we have to first make an announcement that everyone must shut up their cell phones.
的确有很多的人，很多的事情在这里影响了我们。
Yes, many things and many people has affected us.
但是弟兄姊妹，在整个人类的历史上，从来没有一个人。像耶稣这样子影响过全人类。
But in all the human history, there is not one person other than Jesus has affected the entire human race.
从来没有一件事情比我们的主从死里面复活带给人类更大的影响。
And there's not one thing that can compare with the resurrection of our Lord Christ Jesus.
今天我们活在这个时代里面。
And today we are living in this era.
我们受的这些发明的东西来影响我们的生活。
And we have been accepting all the influence of those inventions.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们该受最大的影响应该是我们亲爱的救主。
But we should first accept the influence from our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们却发现我们常常好像受主的影响不够深刻。
But then so often we feel like we are not very much affected by the Lord's life.
可能我们刚得救的时候，我们里面那么喜乐。
And perhaps when we are first saved, then we feel rejoiced.
但是过了一段时间以后，我们发现好像信仰是信仰，我们的生活是我们的生活。
But then after a time, then we'll feel that our faith and our lifestyle is actually two different things.
我们需要常常被我们带回到主的话的面前来。
And therefore we must be reminded to come back to the words of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是人类最大的事情。
And brothers and sisters, this is the greatest event of all mankind.
它也应该在我们的生活和生命里面造成最大的影响。
And these words of the Lord must affect us most, at most.
胜过电话给我们的影响。
And it should influence much more than the telephone.
胜过电视、电脑给我们的影响。
Or the TV or the computers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的主从死里面复活了。
And dear brothers and sisters, our Lord is risen from the dead.
他带着人性从死里面出来。
And with such humanity, he has risen from the dead.
掌死权的魔鬼那天没有办法拘束耶稣。
And the devil who held the power of death could not contain Jesus on that day.
阴间的权势不能够留住他。
And the gate of Hades cannot contain him.
他从死里面出来。
Our Lord Jesus risen from the dead.
我好喜欢唱我们诗歌108首。
And I love to sing hymn 108 in our hymn book.
我只是恨我的声音不能够大过100倍。
But I regret that my voice is not that, it's not loud enough to sing such hymn.
他起来，他起来啊。
And he arose, he arose.
每一次我们唱到他起来的时候。
Whenever we sing that he is risen.
我们忍不住要跳起来，也是弟兄姊妹。
And we cannot help but want to leap up for joy.
弟兄姊妹，人类的历史从来没有人可以胜过死亡的。
And in the history of man, there's no one who had overcome death ever.
再伟大的人都进到阴间里面出不来。
Even the greatest men we fought, but they, once they enter into hell, they cannot come out.
但是我们的主却借着死败坏了当时权的魔鬼。
But our Lord, by his death, he has overcome the one who holds the power of death.
他自己享受他的得胜，他升到天上。
Not only Jesus Christ enjoyed his resurrection and ascended on high.
希伯来书第二章告诉我们，他要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Hebrews chapter 2 says that he will set free all those because of the fear of death and become enslaved.
像我们 worship team 带的刚才的祷告，他 set us free， 他把我们都释放出来。
Just like the song we sang earlier, the Lord has set us free.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要受这个伟大复活生命来影响我们。
And we must be accepting all the influence of this resurrected life of our Lord Christ.
我们如果真受他的影响，
And if we accept his influence in our life,
弟兄姊妹，我们的生命要起何等大的转变。
Then brothers and sisters, all our life will be changed.
他不仅仅为我们死过。
Not only he has died for us.
弟兄姊妹，他为我们复活了。
Brothers and sisters, he is risen for all of us.
今天活在我们每一个人的里面。
And he is also living in every one of us.
他把一切的祝福都带到我们的身上来。
And he has now given us all blessings in Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天早晨我们要再来看同钉的十字架。
And therefore, with this morning, we want to look at the cross of union again.
虽然这个信息好像有一点深啊。
Although the message seems to be a little high,
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这些信息对我们太重要了。
But because it is important message for all of us,
因为我觉得我们需要在主所做成的恩典上，我们能够刚强的站住。
And therefore we need to know this and to stand fast in the blessings that the Lord has accomplished for all of us.
让他所做成的救恩在我们身上被我们完全来享受。
And may the salvation that he has prepared for us that we can all enjoy.
我们不仅仅脱离黑暗进入光明。
Not only will we leave darkness and enter into light.
我们脱离软弱进入得胜。
But we will shed away all the weakness and enter into his victory.
我们脱离一切的羞耻进入他的荣耀。
And to get far away from all shames and enter into his glory.
脱离一切的死亡进入他丰盛的生命里面。
And to get rid of all death and enter into his abundance.Abundant life.
弟兄姊妹，同钉的十字架虽然对我们来说好像是一个道理。
And this cross of the union, although it's doctrines to some,
如果主开了我们的眼睛，
but if the Lord has truly opened our eyes,
让我们真进入到这个真理的里面，
and if we can enter into the reality of the message,
主要把我们带到一个新的境界里面去，
then this is the new realm for all of us.
不是说我们再也不会失败和软弱，
not to say that we will not encounter failures anymore,
而我们发现我们要得胜是这么容易的一件事情。
But then we'll discover in this new realm that victory is at hand.
我们随时可以归回。
That anytime we can return unto him.
我们可以在一念之间脱离一切旧造在我们身上的束缚。
Just with a change of mind, we can get rid of all the bondage of the old nature.
让我们活在新造的自由和释放的里面。
Then we can truly enjoy the liberty and the freedom in the new creation.
我想我没有时间再去复习前三次所讲的。
And we do not have time to reveal all the messages before.
但是总括一句话。
But I'd like to conclude in this thing.
弟兄姊妹，神要让我们知道一件重要的事情。
That the Lord has one message for all of us.
一切的旧造。
That all the old creation.
包括我们这些旧人。
Including all the old men.
神在我们身上给我们打了一个大的叉叉。
And the Lord has crossed it all out.
神否定了这一切。
And because the Lord has denied it all.
神不要这一切。
The Lord cannot accept any of this.
不要说肉体情欲那些显而易见的败坏，神不要。
Not only to talk about the lust and all those visible sins that the Lord did not want.
一切从我们旧造生命里面出来那些善良的意念，神也一样打个叉叉。
But even all the goodness of the old nature, God has put a cross upon it.
神对旧造和旧人一个最大最彻底的否认，叫做十字架。
And the other complete denial of all the old creation and the old nature is what is called the cross.
还不仅仅只是神不喜悦，神不要。
Not only the Lord did not like it or did not want it.
神对一切的旧造和旧人只有一个结局，叫他上十字架。
But God has ordained this destiny for the, all the old nature and old creation, and that is to let it up unto the cross.
什么叫做十字架呢?
And what is this cross?
叫做除掉它。
And that means get rid of it.
除掉它。
Get rid of it.
神不要我们这个旧人。
The Lord do not want any old man.
弟兄姊妹，不是神不爱我们啊。
It's not to say the Lord does not love us.
一旦我们看到第二点的时候，我们就知道神给我们一个最大的肯定。
As we come to the second point of the message, then we know that the Lord wants us to be sure about something.
但是在看到那一个点之前，我们必须先知道一件事情。
But before we can enter to the second point, then we must first realize this first point.
所有从我这个旧人里面出来的一切。 神都不要,
all that comes out of my own nature, God cannot accept.
坏的不要,
the Lord does not want any bad from us.
好的神也不要,
and neither will He want any good from us.
所以当我们看到罗马书第六章讲到那个客观的事实，说到我们旧人跟主已经同定十字架。
So when we look at Romans chapter 6, the objective truth about how our old self is crucified with Christ on the cross.
然后我们看到罗马书第八章呢，你讲到
Then we look at Romans chapter 8, that by the Lord who loves us, then we can overcome in all things and more. And chapter 6 talk about objective positions and the reality. And then chapter 8 talk about a subjective truth and the experience of it. But then so often we still fallen into perplexion. And Lord, how come I did not overcome? And how come it is difficult for me to overcome?
所以我们就常常有罗马书七章十八节的叹息。
And so often we have Romans chapter 7 verse 18, the same kind of sighing in us.
立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
And desire to do good I can find, but then to do the strength of doing it is not up to me.
这个叹息和无奈一直在我们的身上。
And this sighing and this unwillingness is always on us.
到一个地步。 把我们带到了罗马书七章后面的那个呼喊，就是我真是苦啊！
And unto a point, then we are led to the end of the crying out at the end of Romans 7. Oh, wretched am I!
谁能够救我脱离这个屈死的身体呢？
And who can save me this body of death?
弟兄姊妹，这样子的叹息和呼喊，只有在那些有心追求主的人身上才会有。
And this kind of sighing and crying out only can be found on those who want to pursue the Lord.
但是如果我们刚得救三五年里面常有这样子的叹息，还说得过去啊。
But then, if we have only been saved for 3 or 5 years and remain in that condition, then may be acceptable.
我们信主了十年，我们还在这样子的无奈和叹息和呼喊，弟兄姊妹就有问题了。
But after 10 years, we believe in the Lord and we've still fallen into such a condition, then it's something wrong.
信主了20年、30年呢，我们还在叹息。
And if we have believed in the Lord for 20 or 30 years, we still sigh like such a way.
等到我们老了八九十岁，快见主了，我们还在这里叹息。
Or we become so old and about to meet the Lord, then we still sigh.
弟兄姊妹，我们都被仇敌蒙蔽了。
And we know there is one reason, because we are deceived by the enemy.
因为我们没有好好把罗马书第七章五个属灵定律读清楚。
And because we have not clearly studied out the chapter 7, the five principles.
我们想从罗马书六章一下子跳到罗马书第八章去，就好像一个人想从一楼一下子跳到三楼一样。
And so often we want to leap from chapter Romans chapter 6 to chapter 8, just like a person wants to get to third story. From first floor.
所以他怎么跳都上不了第三楼去。
And doesn't matter how hard he jumped, and he cannot get to it.
他忘记了他需要脚踏实地的经过第二楼才能到第三楼。
And what everyone has to remember, we must go take up the steps step by step to go up.
所以没有好好从罗马书七章走出来的人。
And without really diligently going through chapter 7,
我们就走不到第八章说感谢神靠着爱我们的主在这一切的事上。
Then we cannot step onto chapter 8 and to say thank the Lord because by Him who loves us and we can overcome and more.
罗马书七章讲什么呢?
这是我上一次已经讲过了。 And a few weeks ago I have talked about Romans chapter 7.
算我一点点小小的请求，如果你没有听懂的话，请你借录音带多听几遍。
And perhaps you can count this as a request from my part. that if you have not understood it, please get the tape and listen to it again. And because on this pulpit, we are not convenient for us to repeat it again and again. But truly, it is an important matter for all of us. And because God wants us to be in a position that one day we shall understand this before Him. And if the source is originated from the self, and even the, my will of doing good comes from my own self, that God will lead us into failure eventually. So that at the end we'll confess that, Lord, apart from you, we cannot do anything. And so that we may truly want to return to the inner abiding Christ. So that we can begin to want to see that in the Bible, the Lord says, what is the meaning of not I but Christ? And as long as there is this self existing, then it is the time Christ not. And if the self is still struggling and live, and then the new man and new creation cannot rise up from within, and the time if we are not led onto the ground of death, then resurrection can never appear in us. And if we have not planted ourselves, then resurrection cannot come out.
弟兄姊妹,
and this is our spiritual principle. And the Lord wants us to experience failure in order to bring us into His success. And so that we may know that Jesus and Jesus only forever is our salvation. And I know that many brothers and sisters sitting here are very serious of the faith to the Lord. But I also pray that we will not gone astray and spend a waste of time. And Paul has said in Galatians chapter 3,
他说, 无知的加拉太人啊,
and he has said, oh foolish Galatians,
你们既然靠着圣灵入门,
and since you have entered first through the Spirit, how come you want to accomplish in the flesh?
他说你们受苦如此之多是突然的吗?
And he said, did you suffer in vain or truly it is in vain?
弟兄姊妹我们常常痛苦,
and brothers and sisters, so often we do suffer. There are so many things we know we ought to do, but we can't. And so often we long to live in the spiritual victory, but we can't.
保罗说,
and Paul says, oh, are all your sufferings in vain? Are they truly in vain?
保罗都忍不住责备加拉太人,
oh, Paul could not help but saying this, oh, foolish Galatians.
既然是靠着圣灵入门,
and since you have all entered first in through the Spirit,
说到不是因为我们好, 我们可以得救,
and that is to say, not because you are any good, that's why you can be saved.
不仅仅得救的事情上不是靠着我们,
not only by our salvation, it's not by our own effort.
连我们入了门之后想要成全,想要得胜,
and even after we are saved and we know all victory is not by ourselves,
他不仅仅替我们死,
not only Christ died for us,
他要替我们活,
and He wants to live for us as well.
弟兄姊妹,这是圣经上伟大的救恩啊,
and this is the great salvation that the Bible repeatedly mentioned.
得江弟兄说, 他为我们死, 所以你不用再死了,
and so Brother Stephen Kong has said that He died for us so that you don't need to die anymore.
他说他要为我们活, 所以你也不用活了,
and He also said that He lived for us, therefore you don't live anymore for
yourself. 所以我们要做的就是在每一个环境的里面, 我们来转向耶稣,
and so we must learn to turn to the Lord Jesus in every circumstance of our lives.
我们必须要知道十字架是神给我们的判决,
but one thing we must realize, that the cross is the final judgment of God to us.
不仅仅死的人是胜过了罪,
not only those who are who are dead has already sin cannot do anything to them.
加拉太书五章二十四节告诉我们，肉体和肉体的邪情私欲都已经同钉十字架。
Galatians chapter 5 talks about the flesh and all the lust of the flesh are all crucified upon the cross.
加拉太书二章二十节说到，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Galatians 2:24 talks about that I have been crucified with Christ.
我包括了一切我所有的。
The word I includes everything that myself and I own.
坏的、好的、过去的、将来的。
And the good, the bad, the future and the past.
部分的、全部的，我说到我整个我都被钉在十字架上。
And one and all, it's already crucified upon the cross.
不仅仅这样子，到了加拉太书第六章十四节，说到就世界而论，我已经钉十字架；就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。
Not only so, but Galatians chapter 6 talk about it further. As to me, the world is crucified on the cross.And I have been crucified on the cross to the world.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们从圣经这些话里面来看的时候
，So when we look at the Bible and study out all these words,
我们就想起了先知耶利米告诉我们的，不要再撒种在荆棘的里面。
Then we remember what the prophet Jeremiah reminded us that never to sow again among the thorn bush.
不要再浪费我们的时间、金钱和力量。在那个被神咒诅的荆棘里面
Waste not your time and your strength and your money unto the thing that is already cursed.
不仅仅连我这个人连整个世界神都钉在十字架上了
Not only about myself but the entire universe is already crucified upon the cross.
一切的旧造和旧人他的结局在神的眼中就是十字架
And all the old man, the old nature in the eyes of God are cursed and the end is the cross.
所以不管我们读书也好
And doesn't matter if we study,
不管我们在婚姻里面也好
or in the marriage,
不管我们在教会里面的侍奉也好
or serving in the church,
不管我们的职业也好
or our career,
我们所有的人际关系也好
or our human relationships,
弟兄姊妹，如果主不在其中
and if Christ is not in it,
在神的眼中通通被打叉叉
and in the eyes of God, they are counted as nothing.
那这是我们第一个方面我们需要知道的。
And this is the first thing we must grasp.
接着我们要来看见神何等爱我们。
And then we want to look at how God has loved us.
他不仅仅在消极方面提醒我们、告诫我们，什么是他所不要的。
Not only he exhorts us and warns us not to accept those things that he did not want.
在积极方面，他告诉我们什么是他要的。
But more positively, he wants to tell us what does he want.
不仅仅告诉我们什么是他要的，他已经把这个就给了我们。
And he goes on further because not only we should know what he wants but he has already given us
神整个的肯定都在他的儿子耶稣基督身上
and everything that is sure is focused upon his son Jesus Christ
弟兄姊妹万有是为他造的
and because all things is created for him
万有是借着他造的
and all things is created by him
而神最终的旨意是叫他的爱子充满整个万有
and the end purpose of the Lord is to have his beloved son to fill all
弟兄姊妹我们的眼光要从我们自己狭窄的人生自己有限的经历里面求神把我们提起来
and our perspective must be lifted out of our own limitness and to be lifted on to God's perspective
不然我们天天在乎的天天劳苦愁烦的都是这短暂有限无用的人生
and otherwise what we are mindful of and what we are worrying about are only the short temporal things of the human wretched life
神整个旨意的中心都在他儿子的身上。
And the center of the entire purpose of the Lord is upon his son.
神整个的爱都在他儿子的身上。
And because he has all his love contained in his son, Jesus Christ.
神整个的肯定都在他儿子的身上。
And all the assurance given man is upon his son as well.
而他把他最心爱的儿子给了我们。
And because he is giving us his son.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们说我们在向神求什么的时候。
And so therefore, whenever we have a need and to ask of God,
神说我已经给穷了，我没有东西可以再给你。
And God's reply is that I have given you all. There's nothing else I can give to you.
我已经把我一切所有的都给了你们。
And because God has given us His only begotten Son.
以弗所书第一章第三节告诉我们。
And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says,
父神曾经在基督耶稣里面。赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And the Father has given us all heavenly spiritual blessings in Christ.
我们羡慕平安。
And if we admire peace,
我们羡慕喜乐。
Or long for joy,
我们羡慕得胜。
Or to yearn for this victory,
我们羡慕圣洁。
And if we desire holiness,
我们羡慕祝福。
Or blessings,
我们羡慕健康。
Or health,
弟兄姊妹，这一切属灵的福分
and all these spiritual blessings
都在耶稣基督里面父神赐给了我们
it's all given us in Christ Jesus by the Father。
如果我们在座的小朋友有一天你爸爸妈妈带你到一个 department store 去
and if the children are brought to a department store by your parents
爸爸妈妈给你一个 wild card 你要什么今天通通送给你
and the parents has given you a wild card that whatever you want you can get
我想我们还从来没碰到过这样子的事哈
and perhaps you have not experienced this
And
then, if it is true, though, that everyone would be so excited.
真的吗?
Is it true?
全部我要什么就有什么吗?
Whatever I want, I can get.
好，弟兄姊妹，那是不能想象的一个祝福。
As if it is something that we cannot imagine.
但是圣经上这么清楚告诉我们，
父
神曾经在基督耶稣里面把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给了我们。
And the Bible says it clearly, the Father has given us all spiritual heaven, blessings from heaven to us in Christ.
不仅仅这个样子，弟兄姊妹。
And not only so.
在哥罗西书第二章第九节告诉我们。
In Galatians chapter 2 verse 9 says.
他的父神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And then, for in him, the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in Christ.
我们在他里面也得了这丰盛。
And in him, we have all received.
弟兄姊妹，神不仅仅把祝福给我们。
And the Lord has not only given us blessing.
他把他的生命和性情都在基督耶稣里面要赐给我们。
And even his life and nature is given to us through Christ.
这亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这两个大的祝福。
So, dear brothers and sisters, these two great blessings of God,
一个天上各样属灵的福气
and one is all the heavenly blessings from God,
一个讲到神本性一切的丰富
and the other is talking about the fullness of the Godhead,
神都赐给了我们
and God has already given to us,
怎么给的呢?
How did he give them to us?
在基督耶稣里
and it is in Christ Jesus.
所以我们看见了没有,一切的祝福都在他儿子的里面
and so if we read his words, then we know all blessings is contained in this Son of God.
最大的肯定就在他儿子的身上。
And it is the greatest assurance God has to us that is His Son.
所以保罗能够那么勇敢地说，人都不要再来论断我。
And so therefore Paul boldly says that let no one judge me.
啊，连我自己都不论断我自己。
And because I don't even judge myself.
判断我的是我的神。
And the one who judge me is my God.
你还知道今天我能不能在神面前站得住，只有一个根据。
And he knows that if I can stand before the living God, it's only by one fact.
完全不在乎人或世界给我们的肯定或否定。
And it's not upon the judgments of man or the world.
只在乎这位神给我们的肯定或否定。
But actually it's by the God who give us the assurance, the acceptance or the denial.
对我们来说又是最大的提醒，又是最大的安慰和鼓励。
And to all of us it's the greatest warning and also the comfort.
弟兄姊妹，在这里讲到我们的主。他为了把这一切的祝福带给我们
And we know that the Lord in order to bring us all blessings
他必须经过十字架
And he must first go through the cross himself
我们来看一节重要的圣经 在程序单上今天是背诵的经文
And let us look at the most important verse for the day And that is the verse that we're supposed to memorize today
加拉太书二章二十节里面有两个八个字要一定要背起来。
In Galatians 2:20, within it, in the Chinese version, there are 8 words you must memorize.
我们一起来背。
And we should remember it together.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
No longer I.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ
lives in me. 并且我如今在肉身活着。
In the flesh.
是因信神的儿子而活。
In the Son of God.
他是爱我。
Who loved me.
为我舍己。
And gave himself up for me.
啊，弟兄姊妹，两个宝贝的八个字。
And then these precious words of the Lord.
一个讲到他是爱我，为我舍己。
And talk about he loved me and gave himself up for me.
一个讲到不再是我，乃是基督。
And on the other hand, he talk about no longer I but Christ.
这是十字架两面伟大的救恩呢。
And this is the two great aspects of the salvation of the cross.
一面讲到那个救赎的十字架，他为我们的过犯受害。他担当了我们一切的罪。
And on one hand, talk about the cross of redemption. He suffered for us, and he has borne our sin.
他替我们承受了审判和咒诅。
And he has received the judgment and condemnation upon himself.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
And because he loved me, and he gave himself up for me.
我这次在大陆上碰到一个姊妹，她听说我开过九次刀。
And I met a sister when she heard that I have 9 surgery.
她说我这个人什么都不怕，就是怕开刀。
And she said that I'm afraid of nothing except surgery.
啊，我就算被关在监狱里面都可以，我宁可不要去住院。
And she said I'd rather go to a prison than a hospital.
弟兄姊妹，一个小小的手术，而为我们有好处的手术，人都这么怕。
And for a surgery that can bring us ultimately good, and even men are afraid of it.
那一个永远的审判是何等的一件事情。
And what a great matter is that eternal judgment.
当我这次在预备讲台的时候，我想起98年，孙果铎弟兄在这里传福音的时候讲了一个小小的故事。
And as I prepare for this message, I remember Brother Sun's story from 98.
他是在 Mississippi 的。地方有一个铁路管理员
，and he says that there is a railroad worker there in Mississippi.
负责管理那条河上面的那个铁桥
，and he is to oversee a bridge over the river.
啊，就平常那个铁桥是要举起来让船在底下可以经过的。
And regularly he had to lift up the gate so that the ship can pass by.
当火车要来的时候，他必须把桥放下来，让火车可以经过。
But then that is also a bridge for the train to go through when needed.
有一天他算算时间，火车要来还早，他就带着他的十岁大的孩子在铁轨上玩散步。
And one time as he was looking at his watch, the time is not yet, so he bring his son to take a walk along the railroad track.
那一天因为时间这个人为的疏忽啊，突然有一辆火车来了。
And but because there's something that people miscalculated, then the train came.
他一看不得了，马上带着孩子就冲回去那个管理台，要把桥放下来。
And he took one look and he said he had to rush back to the control center and to lift up the bridge,
放下这个桥
to put down the bridge.
而当他回到那里要去的时候，他的十岁孩子偏偏不小心掉到那个大转轴的齿轮上面。
But right about that time, his 10-year-old son got caught in the leg on the track.
而这个时候他不赶快放下铁桥的话，整个火车掉到河里面去，整个车都完蛋。
And if at the time he has to decide if he did not put down the bridge, then the train will have to go to the river, and then a lot of people will die.
如果他拉下来放下铁桥的时候，他知道他的儿子要被那个大齿轮活活的夹死掉。
Oh, his son got caught in the wheel of the bridge, and so if he lowered the bridge, then his son will be crushed in the wheel.
但那个亲人之间的交战，那是一件非常痛苦的事情。
And it is a battle, although short, but very intense.
那这时间这么紧迫。
And because time is pressing.
啊，顾不得一切，他就把那个桥拉下来。
And he had to make the decision, and he decided to lower the bridge.
啊，听着他儿子在那里惨叫的声音，这样死过去。
And he heard the last cry out of his son, and his son died.
然后火车平安地经过了那个铁桥。
And the train could pass through safely.
啊，火车从他面前经过的时候。
And as the train passed in front of him.
他看见里面有的人在睡觉。
And he saw some people were sleeping inside.
有的人在吃喝。
And some people were eating and drinking.
有人在那里谈笑风生，快乐得不得了。
And some people were talking and joking.
他看着他们。
But when he looked at them,
他在那里大声地喊
and he just cried out loud.
他说你们知道我的儿子死了吗
and he said, do you know that my son is dead?
你们知道我的儿子是为着你们死的吗
and don't you know my son died for you?
难道你们都不在乎吗
and don't you care about it?
他们里面谈笑风生快快乐乐的火车过去了
but then everybody did not know the matter just passed by.
这个父亲心里面这么深的痛苦
but then the heart of the father was grieving so heavily.
我的儿子为你们死了难道你们都不在乎
Oh, my son died for you, but no one of you cares.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个人为的疏忽造成的一个悲剧。
And that was a tragedy caused by a human mistake.
但是我们的父神舍了他的爱子，不是一个错误的决定。
But our father who sacrificed his own son was not a wrong decision.
主耶稣说，也没有人夺我的命，是我为你们舍的。
Even the Lord himself said, no one can take away my life, but I have laid it down for you.
他不是因为人为的疏忽，他为我们上了十字架。
It's not by human oversight that he had to go to the cross.
他说，我来原是为此而来。
And he said it clearly that I came for this one purpose.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
And the Bible says, because he loved me and he gave himself up for me.
弟兄姊妹，该挂到十字架上的应该是我们。
And the people who are supposed to be hung on the cross are us.
该在地狱火炉里面被焚烧的是我们。
And those who deserve the burning of hell are us.
父神常常说我的爱子为你舍了，你这么不在乎吗？
And the Father will remind us again, my son has died for you, don't you care?
我们一样吃喝快乐。
And many times we're still eating and drinking and be merry.
我们一样活着好像没有感觉一样。
And we still live on as if we never thought about it.
弟兄姊妹，我们要常常被带回到加略山的地方。
And therefore we must brought back to the Calvary again and again.
我们每一次在十字架底下低头静思的时候。
That each time when we come underneath the cross and meditate upon it.
我们都要忍不住问说，主耶稣啊，你这神无瑕疵的羔羊，你为何受苦害？
Then we must all remember, O Lord Jesus Christ, you, the pure Lamb of God, why suffered for me?
他是爱我，为我舍己。
And the Bible's answer is that because he loved us, he sacrificed himself for me.
这是十字架的第一面，他替我们死了。
And that is the first aspect of the cross, he died for us.
他代替我们的过犯而死。
And he died for us because he bore our sins.
而十字架另外一面伟大的救恩。
And then the other side of the great salvation of the cross.
就是我们过去三个礼拜一再讲的同钉的十字架。
And it's the message of the cross of the union that we repeated over 3 weeks.
他代表我们救人救造上了十字架。
And because he represented us, the old man, the old nature, to be hung on the cross.
在他的死里面，我们都死了。
And in his death, we found ourselves dead.
在他的复活里面，我们也都复活了。
And in his resurrection, then we can find ourselves risen.
所以我们今天才能够讲说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Therefore, we can say today that I have been crucified with Christ.
所以我们今天才能够说，肉体和肉体的邪情私欲已经与基督同钉十字架。
In order for us to say the passions and the lust of the old nature is crucified with Christ.
所以我们今天才有资格说，我的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
And therefore we can say that our old self has been crucified with Christ.
而我们这受浸归入主的人才能够受浸归入他的死。
And then those who are baptized into the Lord are baptized into his death.
而原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像是基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
So that we may have the newness of life as if Christ is risen from the dead.
弟兄姊妹，进到死里面再也出不来。
And everyone who entered death cannot come out.
能够出来的只有得胜的耶稣。
And the one, only one who can come out is the victorious Jesus.
所以表示从我们水里面上来以后，我们一举一动一个新生的样子。
So that when we come out of the baptizing water, then we have the newness of life.
因为起来的不再是我，乃是基督。
And everyone who rise up out of the dead water can declare that it is no longer I but Christ.
因为只有他可以从死亡里面出来。
And because only Christ alone came out from the dead.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们看见了神最大的否定。
And so when we see the greatest denial of God.
我们看见了神唯一的肯定在他儿子的身上。
And then when we also see that the only assurance is upon his son.
如果我们这一生要过得有价值的话。
And if we are to live a worthwhile life.
我们的价值在于神肯定我们。
And we know all our worthiness is found in God's assurance.
我们的价值在于我们的生活，我们的一生跟基督发生的关系。
And all the values of our life must be related to Christ and Him.
离了这个弟兄姊妹，我们得的再大的成就，在神的眼中一无所有。
If we are apart from Christ, even though we may be successful in the eyes of the world, but in the eyes of God, we are counted as nothing.
为什么马太福音十六章主说，人若赚得全世界却赔上了自己的性命还有什么益处呢？
And that's why the Lord has said once that and if the one who has gained the whole world but lost his soul, then what is the benefit of it?
弟兄姊妹，不要说全世界。
Not to mention the whole world.
有一次我一个长辈来，我陪他到旧金山去散步，去看一看。
One time an elderly friend of mine had come and I had gone to visit San Francisco with him.
我们一起走路的时候，有一个朋友就说，他说，哎呀，有一天我能够有旧金山的一栋楼就好了。
And then while we were walking, a friend of ours talked about, oh, if I could only have a building in San Francisco, it would be so great.
旧金山 downtown 那么多漂亮的高楼大厦，他说有一栋他就这一辈子就够了。
And there are so many great buildings in San Francisco, he just looked at them and say, if there's one that belongs to me, then it's worthwhile.
我叔叔提醒他，不要说一栋了。 And my, 一层, 中间的一间,
and my uncle has reminded him not to stay at one building, but even maybe one flat is enough for you.
弟兄姊妹, 主说, 人若赚得全世界, 根本就是高看我们,
but then when the Lord says, if you have gained the whole world, but actually he has, he just says, say something to highly esteem us, but who can gain the whole world?
但是我们却可以为了整个世界的千亿万分之一的产业，我们把整个命都赔下去。
But so often we are willing to sacrifice our own life for a very tiny portion of the world.
弟兄姊妹啊, 划不来哦。
But it is not worthwhile.
因为我们里面已经得到了全世界最大的宝贝。
And because we should know that we already have gained the greatest treasure of the whole universe.
以赛亚书43章第7节, 神说, 凡称为我名下的子民是我为着我的荣耀而创造的。
Isaiah 43 verse 7 talks about that those who are under my names are created by for my glory.
而到了第9节, 他就说, 你们就是我的见证人。
And to verse 9, then he said that you are my witnesses.
我们是他什么的见证人呢? 我们就是他荣耀的见证人。
And what are these witnesses? These are the witnesses of his glory.
他把他的生命放在我们的里面。
And for he has placed his life in us.
要透过我们这个渺小的肉身, 把他荣耀的生命彰显出来。
In order to manifest his glory through this little body of ours.
弟兄姊妹, 这不仅仅是人受造的价值。
And the Bible is not only telling us all the worthiness of man's creation,
对不起,
but the creation of God.
人受造的目的, 也是人受造最高的价值。
And this is the not only the purpose of God creating us, but it's also telling us the worth of man.
这是最高的价值。
And the highest worth that a man can gain is to be witnesses of God's glory. And so whenever we talk about how we may live a worthwhile life,
弟兄姊妹,
and I do not know how people call you on earth,
董事长, 副总裁, project lead, doctor, lawyer, 不管人称我们什么,
and it doesn't matter what the people have how the people address you, CEO or VP or whatever.
没有一个 title 比成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人更尊贵更宝贵。
And there is not one title more noble and majestic than the witnesses of the glory of God.
神心中那个独心的爱子, 他的生命今天放在你我的里面。
And the only begotten Son of the Father's heart is now placed in us.
要借着我们这个人活出他的荣耀来。
And so that through humble people like us can live out his glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 如果我们想凭自己的挣扎活出神的荣耀, 那是不可能的事情。
And if we are to struggle to live out God's glory, it is not possible.
因为那个生命的源头根本不对。
And because the origin of life is different.
人怎么可能活出神的荣耀来?
And how can man live out God's life?
我们只有接受神儿子的生命做生命，才可能活出他的荣耀。Except
those who accept the life of the Son to become his life, then he can live out God's life.
所以那个关键在哪里?
So what is the key?
叫做与主同死。
And that is called to die with Christ.
也叫做同定。
And that is the cross of union.
然后我们就跟主同活。
And then we can live with Christ.
有一节圣经很重要，我们一定要读啊。
A verse that is so important to us that we must read it.
提摩太后书第二章十一节。
Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 11.
你们没有空的话，我们回家读。他说有可信的话说。
And there it says that the word is acceptable.
我们若与他同死，就必与他同活。
And if we die with him, then we'll live with him.
，弟兄姊妹，真正的与主同死。
And those who are truly died with Christ,
就一定与主同活。
Then they will for sure live with Christ.
没有真正的死, 就没有真正的复活。
If there is no true death, there is no true resurrection.
复活是我们真正死最好的证明。
And resurrection is the best proof to the one who has truly died with the Lord.
当我们真正跟主一同死的时候,
and if we truly have laid down ourselves in Christ,
我们真正的不再是我的时候,
and then we can declare no longer I.
我们要发现一件奇妙的事情啊,
and something marvelous will follow.
我们的主要在我们里面替我们活出来,
and Christ wants to live for us.
我们知道在美国, 其实在基督教里面很流行的四个英文字母啊, WWJD,
And among Christianity, these four alphabets are very popular, WWJD.
很多人买项链，买手这个各种的装饰，圣经上都 WWJD。
And the symbol has been made to many use in jewelry and even to mark the Bible.
它的意思就是主耶稣会怎么做。
And the meaning of it is, what will Jesus do?
What will Jesus do? 主会怎么做？
And what will Jesus do?
而且提醒我们在碰到每一个考验、每一个环境的时候，我们先不要急着反应，看看主会怎么做。
I think it is a good reminder for all of us that whenever we are stuck in a situation, before we respond, let us say, what will Jesus do?
弟兄姊妹，我们要提醒弟兄姊妹一件事情。
And we also need to remind one another.
WWJD 是建筑在基督做我们的生命这个根基上面。
And what will Jesus do is based upon Christ become our life.
如果没有建筑在这个根基上和源头上的时候，
And if this is not Christ is not our foundation and our source.
对我们来说只是一个理想，只是一个要求。
And then it's only an ideal thought and a request.
我们达不到的。
And no one can do it.
只有当我们真正接受耶稣的生命做生命的时候，
But when we truly have accepted Christ's life to become ours,
他很自然的就替我们活出来。
And then naturally this life will live forth.
所以保罗提醒我们要效法耶稣的死。
And therefore Paul reminded us to imitate Christ's death.
有的翻译叫做 confirm to his death.
The better version is confirmed.